Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you fucking guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For all our Hispanic sisters and brethren around the world, that's numero uno! Especially with our guests in the house, you know what I'm saying? I gotta give respect to our Hispanic friends. Of course, everyone else, of course. But you know what I'm saying? We just like to say that because of our buddy, the other Dave Navarro, a.k.a. Xander Dames. Check him out on The Xander Effect every week on YouTube. There, I gave you your plug, bitch. And here's another little bit of knowledge for you. Flun, 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 flun! I'm sorry. That was something he used to do on the show. I got to give... that was my first co-host on this show. So.
Right.
Respect, dude.
Rock on.
Go check out his show, though. He interviews celebrities and musicians and other stuff like that. So
kind of like what we do.
Yeah, but on a different. It's a little different. He's more like what's that fucking show? I don't know. What's that one where they talk about the news and they talk about everybody? They have a tour.
A tour?
The TMZ. That fucking shit. He kind of likes that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does have a degree in journalism.
Right.
So he actually, that's one of the reasons I picked him. Plus, I've known the motherfucker forever. I met him like a year after I moved out here.
Okay. First time or second time?
This time.
Second time.
Right. Yeah, I met him in like 2013 on... Adult Friend Finder. Anyway, what? I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
What's up, Dave? We never did anything. He just became a really good friend.
All right, really good friend.
Some people just are the friend zone type.
Right.
You know what I mean? They don't. Definitely. No, but it's true. It's not like he's a wonderful guy. And you know what I mean?
There was no sparks.
There was one time at Stephanie's house. Oh. We got real drunk and made out.
Oh.
Yeah, that's about it. That's
okay, but it still went. It wasn't no sparks
as
because
it didn't go any further. It would have gone further.
Trust and believe. It was a spark.
I wouldn't have wanted to fuck up that relationship, though. It was a friendship. Like, he's a
but
good
But that's
dude.
The whole point. I mean, as far as friendship and platonic friendship. And
but it's hard to find benefits. It's hard to find good dudes like that. You know what I mean? That are, like,
well,
really
anybody,
cool. That, no, but you, that you would actually stay friends with. Even if you didn't work out as far as like a, you know, going out or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like a dating relationship type shit. You know what I'm saying? But like he makes a great like co-host. He's really good. He's very knowledgeable. He does his research.
Right,
plus he has his degree in journalism. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to do more of the broadcast journalism too. So. Oh, damn. Okay. My phone sucks, apparently. Yeah. I need to send an email.
So where can our audience find our show? Which platforms?
Oh, for so many fucking things, goddamn. We can be found on... Actually, I'm very proud of some of these, especially. But all of them. But especially certain ones. Like iHeartRadio.
Right.
We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Hold on. Here, let's go. Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon Alexa. Spotify, Deezer, Podbean.
Five more.
Stringer, Blog Talk Radio, Radio Line, TuneIn. I'm missing one somewhere. I don't know. I got most of them. I'm missing one.
Maybe
I'm missing
like one or two, maybe?
I'm missing one.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, I got most of them.
I mean, we'll figure it out next week.
Hell yeah. But we're on a lot of stuff, and I'm trying to get us on more and more things as I go along.
Everywhere.
You know what I mean? We're on, oh, YouTube. That's the other one. I don't think.
Oh, the biggest one out there, huh?
I love YouTube, though. No, but I need to do more in the realm of videos. I need to start doing more, like, you know, things. Like, I need to be more hands-on. Social media more. I don't do enough. Like, I'll do plugs and shit. Like, I'll do little posts on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, shit here and there. You know what I mean? But I don't do enough of the visual stuff.
Well, it's definitely a lot of work to keep up with that, yeah.
Well, but if I'm going to be in this world, like in this realm of like the entertainment shit, and I do radio, I'm working on developing a television show.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
It's going to be like this, but on a bigger scale. Ah. Alejandra and I have spoken about this. Like I said, say hello to my little friend. Alejandra Ariano. We love her. She's one of my best friends in the whole wide world. I love her. And she plays a lot of our concerts with a lot of her different bands that she's with. She's a very busy person.
Right. How many bands is she in now? Like 50?
Too many. And they change. But they constantly change. Like she'll get rid of some. Like, you know, things happen. Bands break up. Maybe she's not the right fit, or they're not the right fit for her, or she's not the right fit for them, or whatever the fuck the case may be. Because you have to realize these things. And she gets paid for her time. She's a session musician. She's like a, you know, she's a hired gun. So, and I'm sure you are too, right? No? Why not? You're in like a few different bands, man. Yeah. Your skills are like tight, dude. Well, you should be getting paid for that shit.
Well, I like to have this more as a passion, because if I did this for the sake of making money, I think I would have a different approach to it.
No, you're very right about that. You got to love what you do. Like, I mean, I know you love what you do, but I also understand the fact that you need to fucking pay your rent. Do you know what I'm saying? And if that's what you want to do for a living,
right?
That's what she does for a living. That is her thing, yeah. Is to be a drummer.
And she does. Now, it well.
And some people, it's just their side thing. It's like they have a day job that they're passionate about, that they love, that they want to do, and that's their thing. But they do music because they also love music, and they just want to have fun and have a be in a band.
Yeah.
Not everybody's in it to make money like that.
They would rather get paid playing their music. They just have to have day jobs.
Everybody has to have a day job.
Right.
I have two.
Including us.
I have two full-time day jobs. I know. And I run this fucking business. I put on all the concerts. I do all the flyers, the Facebook shit, the Twitter, the Instagram. I do all the posts. But I need more. I need to help more. And that's where my lovely daughter, Nisha.
Say hi to everybody.
Nisha DeQueen Hurley.
Hi. Say hello to everyone. Introduce yourself.
She is she's tell one of my assistants. I also have
I'm saying it right now.
Yes. What's up? Shout out to Tanika Porch, who is also my assistant.
Yeah.
I'll be involving you more in the business very soon. So just, you know, money. Chance. Oh, what? Anyway. Stay out my pockets, please.
She didn't say stay out the closet. Come on out the pockets.
Coming out the pockets. No, anyway. I'm a jackass. I know.
But it's not like you lying, though.
I love him dearly. I do. I won't call him completely out on his shit. no, but I I love what I do. I just want to be able to do it full time and not work for other motherfuckers.
Right.
I have my empire, my entertainment empire that I am building. And someday I'm going to have my own record label, and I actually have a record label. I just haven't done really a lot with it yet. Get Real Global Records. I actually have one artist signed to my label, for the love of God. Marla Howard. What's up, bitch? What's up, Marla? I just talked to her the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh.
She has a little bit of a...
Huh? You seen her?
Wait. Really? Wait, was she...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm very sorry. So. That's one of the reasons we have an issue.
Hey, everybody.
I love her. Everybody got issues, but God damn it. If you're going to be a star,
But you gotta put. You gotta focus if you want to. If you got,
you need to know what's important. And if that's not what your goal is in life, if you, if that's what you really want, I mean, she has notebooks. Notebooks full of fucking songs. She a poet, but she puts it to music. She's amazing. I've read her fucking shit. She's
maybe
really
she
could
be a ghostwriter. She ain't got to get out there like that.
She's really good. She's good at spitting too, though. I've heard her. She's fucking amazing. She could be a fucking you know, a female rapper. Easy. Easy. She has the talent. Both skill writings, skill the her skill, her writing set, her other things, way she does, the way she spits, the way she everything. Her she would be amazing. But she just doesn't own it, apparently. She's too busy in the bottle. Stay the fuck out the bottle. I'm just saying. It ruins a lot of people. You know? And fuck that shit. It's okay to have a drink sometimes, but like don't let it rule your fucking life. You know what I'm saying? Like I have a business to run. I have things I do. I can't be drunk all the time. Jesus Christ. What kind of example would that set to my children or anybody else? I have to be a business person first and foremost. So you except for New Year's Eve, you will not see Jennifer drunk at a fucking concert. Okay, that was a one-time thing. I don't think anybody really noticed, thank God.
Don't forget your birthday.
But I threw up later on. I know, but that show's coming up.
That was...
Wait, last year's birthday show or this coming... Oh, this upcoming this one? Up. Oh, but I didn't get drunk, but I was going hard, though. I did. I started my own mosh pit.
She did.
At my own fucking birthday.
We moshed at the Five Star, didn't we?
Fucking start a mosh pit everywhere I go. I don't give a fuck where it is. I start one at Five Star. I start at Rainbow. It's too small.
It's too small. You can't fucking do that there.
To get into a mosh pit.
Run it to the band.
Right.
I will. I'll mow the band down. That would not be good. thank you to all the bands. Speaking of that, oh god damn, my fucking book's down in the car. Anyway, thank you to all the bands though who played for us.
Legions.
I'll go through the list. I can remember from bottom up. Oh, you just gotta give me a second. Hold that thought. Thank you to all the bands who performed at our show this last Tuesday on New Year's Eve.
It was a
thank
blast.
You so fucking much. December 31st was a fucking blast. Thank you to all of you. You know who I'm talking to. These guys kicked the fucking show off.
Right.
This is Chucky Moda.
Yeah.
Only one we missing is Joe Damien's ass. Goddamn Joe. The lead singer. Motherfucker. Anyway, where are you at? You're supposed to be here. This is your day. It's your day.
You're the lead singer.
Your day, and you're not here. What's up with that?
Damn.
Anyway, what's up, Joe Damien? We're going to make him feel like crap.
He's
kidding.
Off at a bodybuilding contest.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Miami.
Well, okay, Joe, I hope you're watching at least, or unless you're going and all that crap.
He's all oiled up in Southern
Florida.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. All oiled up and nowhere to go.
Hey, we've all been there.
We have. Anyway. So, Chucky Moda started the whole show off. Thank you guys for kicking it off. That was great.
Fun show.
You know, it was a good show. Too bad Five you guys couldn't stay a little longer, but I understand you guys had other, you know, shit app. You got to go do other shit.
Five Star is always really fun. It's one of my favorite places to play.
You like that venue?
Yeah. And awesome, yeah, it's in a great place. The venue's really cool. You can get super loud there. I love high ceilings too.
Oh hell yeah. And make sure you always, like, if you guys get once you guys get stickers, you know, for the bands and
slap
things like that.
There,
make
yeah.
sure you put
stick
one
it on the
there
toilet.
Because that really that really like helps solidify your place in the music scene because anybody who's ever played that fucking place has put their fucking seal of approval on the goddamn walls. And if you've ever been to the Five Star Bar, shout out to Marco Cordova, owner of Five Star, and Angie, his lovely wife. I love you. I love
you
so much.
Shout out to all of
them. She gave me a huge hug. She was like, oh my God, I haven't seen you forever. I love you. Ah, she had to hug me. I love Angie. She's her and Mark are very near and dear to my heart, especially because they let us have the venue basically for free for a whole year. Thank you. I appreciate you. But I will make sure that every show that we bomb at, I will pay the sound guy. I promise you that. What was it, Keith? No, New Year's Eve we had a really huge turnout.
Yeah, that was good.
New Year's Eve was fucking huge. We did over 1,300 in bar sales. I'm very proud to say, and I think that is really good on a Tuesday fucking night.
Right.
New Year's Eve, you know, like, that's really great. We were able to pull a lot of people in. Okay, we didn't really make any money at the door necessarily, but I was able to pay people and take care of some stuff. Our lovely door girl, Nisha, she runs a tight fucking door.
I will gladly
have her run our door, all of our doors from now on. She checks ID and she chases down people for money. I love it. She's near and dear to my heart. Yes. That's definitely my daughter. Yes. She a pit bull, bitches.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. That's what I feel. Anyway, we had some great bands, though. We had Backpack Lands. Okay. Mm-hmm. They were good. They sounded decent. I like that. They had a little refinement, but not a whole lot. I think they sounded decent. Then we had, let's see, we had Time Out, a mm-hmm. punk rock band from up by San Luis Obispo. Our buddy Greg, shout out to Greg. They were fucking amazing.
Right.
They sounded great. Time Out is really good. I'm glad I booked them. Now I'm like, damn, I should put them on a later slot. No, it's good.
But they were
really good. They're tight.
But
they're
we heard them before,
sound.
So we already
yeah,
knew
they
was
played.
Really
yeah, they
band.
Played. They played for me at the Rainbow before. Mm-hmm. Really great show. So they always bring it. Right. I was like, why have I heard these songs before? Oh yeah, right. Oh my god, they played at my other concert. I'm being an ass. I get it. Blonde joke. Anyway, gotta sound ditzy. No, and then we had our buddies Fallen Fury, who I manage. It's one of the bands I manage.
Shout out to Will and Amy.
One of the many bands and artists I manage. Very proud of that. They sound great. They did a good set. That was really good. They sounded really good. So shout out to Will and Amy Bowman. And Greg, of course, the drummer for Time Out, is also the drummer for Fallen Fury currently.
Yes.
So that's badass. I think they make a great trio, to be honest with you. Mm. I don't even think they need a fourth person. Really?
You don't think so?
Not necessarily. I mean, they had a rhythm guitarist and somebody. But I think they do well just the three of them. I don't necessarily think that they need somebody else. Because Amy's the bassist.
Right.
And he plays the guitar and they both sing. And then Greg kind of backs up, sings, and then he's the drummer. So I don't really think
they,
you
yeah,
need
they all,
more
they
than
all
that.
Three of them. The,
they sound tight. They do
does,
everything.
They all three. Yeah.
They do all the positions.
They do vocals.
They do everything. So right, they don't really. It doesn't really need a fourth person necessarily. Right. It's like Rush. They don't need a third person. It's fucking Rush. Three people, good enough. Certain bands.
They could probably use an accordion somewhere in there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, Rush accordion. With an accordion? That would kind of sound really circusy. No. let's see. Oh, our buddy Legions played after Fallen Fury. Shout out to Legions from Agua Dulce or up by, well, I guess, Lancaster Palmdale.
Area, yeah.
They're like that up that yeah by Lancaster Palmdale. So shout out to Legions, our buddies. We love you guys, Jordan and Jesse. I can't remember the drummer's name. I'm sorry, but he's new. I don't really know him like that.
I think this is the second show with the new drummer.
I've been with Jordan and Jesse for a while now. Mm-hmm. They played a lot of my shows, so I know them, and I know the previous drummer Trevor. So like I was close to them. Like I just don't know the new drummer yet. That's all.
I mean,
but once I get used to him, it'll be different.
Good.
No, he's good. He's real tight. He's good, really good drummer. So I will say that it's a good addition. But again, what, a three person band. So you know what I mean. A lot of the bands actually we have are like three person bands. Kind of interesting. And Alejandra and her two people bands. She always has like two people. You finally brought with Alexander, right? What's the band?
Vitamin XP.
Yeah, Vitamin XP. With them, you finally brought in Red, the bassist.
No, most of the times it's not.
It's just the two of you? But still, I thought it sounded amazing at that night at the alley with Red. I thought that was great.
Yes.
That was really good. And I thought he was a good addition to that.
Yes. So you know what I mean? He's going to use Red for certain shows, but most of them.
Well, I thought it was great, and I thought it was a very good idea, especially for that show.
Yeah.
At that place. And you should have fucking stuck around. The reason I say this is because he could have solidified his place in history by writing his name on the wall.
He let the artists write on the wall where all the famous
The band's got to write on the wall where people like huge people, Sebastian Bach, the Eagles, like anybody you can think of in the industry has signed that wall. Ozzy Osbourne,
I think, is up there.
Everybody.
I think a couple of times he has.
Oh, everybody's up there.
Everybody's
That's why I wall. Said I wish you guys had stuck around. Because he could have signed the wall. That's a big deal. At the alley, that's a big deal. Because the alley is where the Eagles formed. That's where the song Hotel California came from. It's really about that recording studio. It's not. People don't realize that. It's got a huge history, and I would love to keep it alive. It'd be one of those things, those types of places I would love to own.
Yeah, he has a lot of groups that songs that really got big or whatever. He has them on the wall and things like that. Yeah.
Okay, and then next band up would be Band of Family, all the way from Bakersfield. Yeah, shout out to Band of Family. We love you guys. They just played our show the other night at the Rainbow, which we'll talk about after we finish talking about this. Then we had, after that, Star Daddy, right? It was right after that. Band of Family. And then went to, Star Daddy. Star Daddy. And shout out to Star Daddy, who I now am very proud to manage. So shout out to Star
Nobody
Daddy.
Nobody can fuck you like I can.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got it.
Right.
I found myself singing that song. I fucking love Goldie. That song's badass. He says, bounce that dick on my ass. He goes, bounce that ass on my dick. Like, ooh. I'm just like, what the fuck? This skinny white boy with his fucking spaghetti red hair. He's so awesome. I love. Shout out to Justin Symbol, a.k.a. Star Daddy. Also check out his band, The God Bombs. Amazing music all the way around. Everything he does, he has star quality. Hence the name Star Daddy. Even when he introduced himself to Trey at our house last night.
That was funny.
When he introduced himself to Ty, he was like, I'm Star Daddy. You couldn't just say your name's Justin. I'm like, oh my God. And then shout out to Nola Star. I love you, chick. Nola Star is badass. Right. She plays with fire. She does sword swallowing. She does bed of nails. Like, she'll lay on a bed of nails.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does the bed of nails trick.
She was supposed to do it that night.
Staple game.
But the stage is not really big enough for her to do it.
Yeah. I saw her when she tried
She does the
up.
Staple game. Like, she has people staple money to her. She does all kinds of crazy shit. She's badass. And then rounding off the night, our amazing my buddy, Ryan Laney. I love you, motherfucker. All of you guys. Our Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I feel so bad you didn't get to play your full set. I'm sorry you didn't get to play longer. Just the night was kind of crazy. I need to stop booking so many bands on a show. I need to but less bands and more time. So like the band gets 45 minutes and there's 20 minutes in between or something. Like, I got to kind of do a better flow. It's a work in progress. You got to like find what works at each venue.
Some venues are easier to go.
Yeah, like Rainbow, we have a tight 15-minute changeover. So the band gets does their 45 minutes, and then we do the 15-minute. But we have
But the drum set is already set up.
What's
that?
What's the question?
But many bands I remember y'all name. Which one got the sick-ass guitar?
Oh, yeah.
You?
Yeah.
There
that
you
is
go.
A sick.
Which one?
Fucking guitar. The one that glow in the dark.
Oh, no, that wasn't me.
No, it came out with when y'all came on stage.
The one that glow in the dark.
I mean, it's not. I don't know if it glows in the dark.
This is I usually use this one, and then I have a Yamaha from Guitar Center. This is one that I like the most. Joe got
it.
This
looked
one.
Green.
Actually,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Maybe
the strings or something.
Maybe the frets glow in the dark or something.
Maybe. But,
yes, because
I don't know. It was badass.
It was badass.
I love it.
Well, let's see. Oh, and then we had our show at the Rainbow. Mm. We just had our show at the Rainbow, and we had Band of Family. God damn, I drew a blank. Sometimes I smoke too much weed. I apologize. Who'd we have?
Just write it down.
My book is downstairs. I always tell you. We had our show. Hold on. One second. I had the show at the Petey's place.
Oh,
Friday night. And it had a badass flyer, too. That was badass. That was really good. That was really good. Band of Family.
They started it off.
And then we had Stereo Love.
Yeah.
I love Stereo Love. That's a family affair.
The Steel Family.
The Steel Family. You have Jewel is the singer and the guitarist. Lula is the bassist. And then Judd, their dad, is the drummer. So it's cool. It's two daughters and their father. I thought it's a great concept.
They're some really nice people, man.
They're really good people, too. Shout out to Constance.
I hope they get a lot of success, man. They deserve it, man, because the whole family is involved with this situation. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Right.
The mom is there. Yeah, the son is the roadie.
Constance is the mom.
Yeah.
What's up, Constance? We had, it was a great time, though.
And really
then we
had, good
oh,
family.
The Thrill Seekers. Thank you to the Thrill Seekers. Mm-hmm. That was an amazing fucking show, as always. The only thing you were missing was Sonya Harley.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you were missing. They said she'll be back with their next show they're playing.
Okay.
And she's out back on the Oprah tour.
Who?
Sonya Harley. She on the Oprah tour. Fuck yeah.
What, she's singing with Oprah?
I don't know what she's doing, but she on an Oprah tour. That's all I know.
Oh, she with Oprah, man.
She with Oprah. She with Oprah. Fuck yes. Anything's better with Oprah on it.
I don't care what I'm doing. If I'm with Oprah,
everything's better with
the whole thing gonna be better.
Fuck yeah. That's what I'm saying. And then the Dream Nexus. Shout out. You guys sounded really fucking good that night. You were really amazing.
I'm sorry, I was so sleepy.
Yeah, you were in the car, I know.
But they sounded great.
Shout out to Gilbert Zarate. What up, dude? You guys sounded badass. It was fucking badass. We've had some amazing shows. We got some more good shows coming up. This coming Monday.
Shut up.
That's a no-no. This coming Monday at the Rainbow Bar and Grill on the 13th, we will have Conquest at 10:30. We'll have Band of Family at 11:30, and we'll have Delphic Sybil at 12:30 a.m. So come on down to the Rainbow Bar and Grill, check it out. Shout out to Nick Fuoco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. Shout out, dude. And also shout out to Petey Partillo from Petey's Place, the owner of Petey's Place. Shout out to her. And shout out to our upcoming show at the Universal Bar and Grill on January 25th. Come on down and check it out. We're going to have a really great night. And it's got to be some really amazing fucking bands. We have, speaking of, Cali Kush will be kicking off the entire night at 8 o'clock. Hold on, I'm trying to find the flyer. I have, let's see, okay, Jane's Addicted, which is my Jane's Addiction tribute band that I manage. I have them on at 9 p.m. At 10 p.m., I have Slashing Pumpkins. Smashing Pumpkins tribute, obviously. Then we have, Under the Sun, which is a, Black Sabbath tribute. And then I have, what's the name of that band? Oh, damn it. I'll think of it in a minute. It's a Rush tribute. Natural Science. It's a Rush tribute. And I fucking love Rush.
Okay.
So shout out to Greg Beer from Universal Bar and Grill
today.
Yes. So we've talked about all our shows. Now we have guests. I'm trying to send him the songs. It won't go through.
Introduce yourselves.
Yes.
And what do you do?
This is Chucky Moda. So,
hey, I'm Coleman. I'm the guitarist for Chucky Moda. And
I'm Henry. I play bass.
Get over here.
Yes. And I am Alejandra. I play drums.
Say that again.
Alejandra,
and she plays the drums.
Yes.
She plays
In the beginning, it was just you were saying Alejandra did mostly two other people in a band or whatever, I guess. So it was mostly Joe and me and Alejandra, and then Henry came on and he saved us. He added another very important level to the sound and everything. So
that's good. All right,
cool.
That's great. Fuck
so
yeah.
How long y'all been together as a band?
Me and Joe tried to get music going probably, I don't know, over a year ago, year and a half maybe.
Mm.
We met in Houston, and we were both stand-up comedians.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, which
I never would have thought that one.
Joe was at, yeah, we nice. Actually, we have a pretty long history. He started out doing stand-up, and I was like, oh, wow, this guy sucks, and then I came back.
And he that's came just back. Wrong. That's so wrong, dude.
But it was really
Coleman,
impressive.
That's wrong.
He came back probably like, I don't know, it was like 2 months later or whatever, and he just like started talking like himself. It was like, wow, he's so funny. He has his own stories and everything like that. You know, he started talking about his life, and it was really cool. And, he moved out here. I stayed with him for probably a month and kept trying to do like funny videos and stuff. And then he was finally like, oh, I kind of wanted to try playing music or whatever. And, you know, he wanted to do something that was really traditionally country, and he was like, oh, I want a beachy sound. And I was always in metal, so I'm always trying to get him to lean more towards distortion and like punk stuff. And so that's okay. Kind of where we're settling more in that area. Punk, ska-ish, kind of beachy.
See? Yeah. She asked, she said today, what style of music that Chucky Motor plays? And I said it was kind of a punk style. Yeah. And she was all like, I don't know.
I thought it sounded more rap type, like rapping, I don't know, like rap with something else infused there.
Joe's leaning a little bit more towards rap, I think, because we're when he discovered how it felt to kind of sing with a band and have that rhythm behind him, he wanted a little bit more of that instead of he realized he wasn't exactly
the punk rock,
a punk singer, you know.
Yeah,
I gotcha. Yeah.
We're leaning more towards that, and it's like funk and punk together, I think.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
punk and rap.
I fucking love. Can I cuss?
Yeah, yes, all you want.
Okay,
sure.
Motherfucker, ass, big pussy.
She's like, okay, shit. Sure.
whatever you want to say. Yeah, basically.
But yeah. I love punk, and I like really love funk music, and I think we're gonna do a lot more in that direction too. Now that we have a bassist, and but I still like metal and kind of the faster, you know, rhythm and everything like that. So
well, you can always do side projects. You know.
Yeah, I have my own stuff that I do by myself in my own bedroom, and on stage too. I still do comedy, and I mix in some electric guitar with that. Okay. I feel like it's fun to add like a little shredding element, you know, to it. So I'm trying to work.
You know
with
what?
That.
Y'all probably need to talk about some stuff. Do a show where you shred and she talks shit. And no, for real, because she can stand up. She's starting to do stand up. So I'm just saying that might be a collaboration where y'all kind of do a joke and y'all do like a routine and then.
Well, I love
my routine's an old lady.
You don't have to necessarily. Well, honestly, that might be a good one,
really,
too.
I am, look, I'm funny on my own. I know that, but the point is I like little bits. I like.
Well, that would never work because my routine is that I'm an old lady.
See, but we could be old ladies together.
I could take care of both.
I think it'd be really funny. She's our nursemaid. This is right. Bougetta. This Bougetta, my nursemaid. She drives me around to the casinos and the liquor store. And my packs of cigarettes. I gotta have, you know, my Luckies.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
No.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Nobody sound like this, baby. Don't fuck with me.
I started smoking more and more.
I smoke a pack of Luckies every day, bitch. You couldn't handle me. I'm hardcore.
Luckies?
Luckies.
Lucky Strike.
No. Filters. Just like me. No fucking filter.
I like to buy the ones with a filter and take the filter off just to know I'm
rip them off just to know you're hardcore.
Fucking the environment.
You're that hardcore that you just rip the fucking filters off and say, earth. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Burn
fuck
it all
you.
Down.
Fuck all of you. We don't want an Australia. Don't do that.
Oh, that fucked
don't,
up.
Don't do that. Yeah. That's not right.
My daughter said, Mom, why don't you quit smoking? It's going to kill you. And I said, you're goddamn right.
That's awesome. That's badass. so you guys have been together for a little while, and
we started up, and we didn't really, you know, we wanted to be like more traditional, like country route, which I never played country. I was always
really
more, I was always more into metal and
country,
and yeah, it's a really weird.
I would not have thought that.
I started doing it because it was such a weird request by Joe. It's like he's like, "What kind of music do you like?" Oh, I'm like sludge metal, doom metal. I like Electric Wizard.
Interesting.
It's one of my favorite bands, you know. But then also Nile, I like thrash metal and technical death metal. He's like, yeah, how about country? I've been thinking country.
Yeah, because he just looks so country.
Yeah, right. Well, like, let's give that a try.
He looks like a
bodybuilder. He looks
like
a,
no, but like you're okay. You ever see that movie, The Lost Boys? the dude on stage with the saxophone, and he was singing. Oh, fuck. He's got that big hard body, and he's all jacked up, and he's all covered in oil, and he's on stage with a big chain necklace and shit. That's how I picture Chucky Mota he had longer hair.
I never thought about that, but we could use a saxophone.
Yeah.
He's all so like, maybe we get him to pick it up.
Playing
yeah.
the same. It was pretty badass. I don't know.
That's actually.
It was hot.
He was gonna play. We were gonna be like, we were both gonna play guitar basically. But he never really picked it up. He bought the Luna for himself, and then
yeah.
Now I have it.
Why?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up with that?
I didn't have an acoustic electric guitar out here. I still have my just regular acoustic back at home. But for shows, we needed like an electric thing, and this worked. Luna's really good brand. I didn't expect for it to.
Well, I mean, that's something new to us because, you know, I don't know anything about instruments like that. I look at know what it is.
You guys
I don't
wanna,
know brand names or anything.
Hey, man, I barely know about any of that stuff. It just ends up being like, oh, this doesn't suck.
And you're like, oh, I never. Yeah, you're like, oh, let me play this.
I see since you have guitars that maybe you want to play something.
Well, before we do, where are you guys from? Where are you originally from?
Houston, Texas.
Houston? Hell yeah.
Southern California, born and raised.
Oh, okay. What part?
Grew up all basically around San Fernando Valley.
I
think it was my mom was from Pacoima.
Oh,
my dad
okay.
was from San Fernando. So they're kind of rivals.
That's hilarious.
Oh, wow. They're probably hilarious. About 10 miles from each other, not even that far.
That's so where are you from? Funny.
Mexico City.
So this is an international group here.
Yes.
All right, it's a beautiful thing.
We like it.
All right. So you fellas finna play something?
I'm gonna turn our mics off and keep yours on.
What should we play? I mean, we talked about doing functioning drum, but you remember that that one we did that was like.
Yeah, I forget what the part. Let me think. Hang on.
Let's try that. Let's go.
It's all right.
Let's do functioning drunk.
All right.
If I remember how to say it.
Well, I know I've got a drinking problem. Now I can't handle it. I buy 6 instead of 12 airplane bottles instead of 5. But I'm giving up, telling you I'm done. Can't pay my bills or go to work because I'm a functioning drunk.
How's the rest of it go?
I don't know.
Thank you.
let's try one more thing. Just do the just do that. I kept trying to get him to go back to that during the other song. I was like, no. Been like so far it's like I try to figure certain things out, then I come to Henry, I'm like, you want to do this? Does this make sense?
Yeah, so well, I like the stuff that you come up with.
It's always like it's usually based on like what feels good. Anything I bring up to you to play, it's something that I've played for probably like 3 hours by myself, just like, oh fuck, this is so fucking
Right. You know what I mean? I can understand.
But it's like bad.
It's something that's like
something that you're feeling.
You find a little seed, and then you're like, okay, yeah, this would be fun if I played it on stage with like drums and bass and shit like that. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
But the challenge is always like finding a little extra element to add or whatever. So we started tuning this down to D standard and bringing in a slide. I'll put a little bit of distortion on that. I'm like, how does this sound? You know? And
yeah, like that's just how it is. Like it evolves into. Yeah, it's complete form.
Yeah, you always want something to kind of hook people too,
right?
Which is it's a little bit different on stage because we kind of just have that's why doing country was interesting, because I was like, what can I do with country? I've never played country before, like what can I add? Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff I was playing when I first started was like super, you know, generic, and it was just like, okay, I have an acoustic guitar, I'll do. Just like chords or whatever.
All right.
And then we were like, okay, well, what if we add a little bit of distortion, you know? What if we get more of a beachy vibe to it, you know? It's like, I'm not cut out for the kind of country that I wanted to play, but when you add other elements that you're kind of interested in, like punk or whatever, you're like, okay, I can develop a little bit towards this area, you know what I mean? That's why I like working with a band, because by myself, I'll add a bunch of stupid shit to something. I'll be like, you know, what if I just, you know, what if I played this and like reverse, you know, like, played it in reverse and verse a track or whatever, and it's nice to have people around that go, that's stupid, you should not do that.
You're like, that's stupid, don't do it.
Yeah, so it's like working with a band too, and in a genre that you're not really comfortable with, it kind of is a learning experience, you know. And then past that, you kind of gel together, so
right,
that's where I feel we're at right now. I think in the future we're going to be doing more of like closer to like funk and stuff. We all kind of have an interest in that, and that's the most kind of fun thing to play. And our live show is like always evolving. We're always adding extra elements into it, really to get people interested.
Yeah,
exactly.
Who are your influences?
You go first. I've been talking for a while.
I don't know, I guess it's kind of weird, some of the influences I've had. My favorite band is Tool.
Yes! Yes.
Yeah. But my favorite artist is Fiona Apple.
You know, interesting.
Very, very extreme, right?
Interesting.
I
totally different.
I think as far as one single guitar player, Paul Gilbert, probably my favorite guitarist. He does a lot of fast. He's known for doing really fast stuff, but his knowledge of music theory is unbelievable. His ability to break things down really simple. He's pretty amazing.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, the same kind of thing for me with the first exposure I had to a really fast guitarist was Michelangelo Baddio, which he was everywhere for a little bit. He used to be in this band Nitro, and then that song Freight Train.
Oh yeah,
music video, which is the most '80s music video ever. It's a bunch of dudes. One guy has giant puffed up hair. Right, it's ridiculous. The guitar solo happens, and a lightning bolt strikes down, and it's quad guitar, four guitars stuck together.
Right,
this dude starts shredding on it. Now I'm 14, and I'm like, holy shit. I want to do that. How do I get paid to do that? And then it turns out you don't get paid. You just spend a bunch of money to learn how to do it. He was the first guitarist. And so I listened to a lot of his kind of techniques and practice and stuff. And he was saying the way that he got so fast is, you play, it is just slowing it down and practicing it over and over and over and over and over, and over and over again. And the nights that, the nights that I do that, the next day immediately you see this big jump in dexterity and quality and technique and everything. Because your muscle reflexes can be really fine tuned and they hold for a really long time. So once you commit yourself and you really get into sweep picking or playing faster, it's kind of its own reward. A lot of the stuff when I come up against, when I meet another guitarist or a bassist or a drummer, I'm like, what do you like to play, and what do you like about it? A lot of what I play, I enjoy it because of the feeling of playing. Funk, you can really feel it.
Yeah.
Compared to classical or some other shit.
Well, yeah. Which
technically you can feel.
There's more soul to it, more feeling to it. It's not just more,
It's definitely not, more primal,
It's different, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
It's very, very, very visceral, and because it is that, you can add so many elements on top of it that don't have to be technically, musically correct. That's why it's always, I always go to Bootsy Collins, Frank Zappa.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Right? But
good stuff.
Also because of their personalities. And,
yeah, Frank Zappa.
Their personalities shine through in their music. Nuts. And
Don't Eat the Yellow Snow.
Yeah, Don't Eat the Yellow
Penguins
Snow.
On Parade. Frank, I mean, come on. As some fucking amazing shit.
As a musician, Frank's Garage also is just
oh, yeah.
Amazing. Because I remember the first band I was in or whatever was with my friend William back in high school. We were trying to do some metal band or whatever. And it was a comedy thing, of course, but we tried to be a capitalist punk band. So we're like, no, give us money. We were like, don't. I think one of our songs was "Don't Step on My Fabergé Egg," or "I'll
Break." That's hilarious.
Totally, totally weird, but that was pure fun. And yeah, it's like that. It's like what is it? The line from the song: "You only get one chance in life to play a song that sounds like." It's like a really shitty riff at the end of it. I fucking love that, And it's about embracing kind of the primal, the visceral aspect of music where it appeals to the core of who you are, That's why I really love funk music. But that's also why I like playing faster kind of stuff because there you just get this rhythm going and I don't know, there's just something about picking that you can't kind of where can I go, what scale extends off of this. It's sort of there's always somewhere to go with that. And then funk is the other direction where it's totally totally visceral and you don't always have to be in tune. In fact, sometimes I kind of I play my old BC Rich that goes out of tune a bunch, but it gives us this weird retro vibe or whatever that I really love. So yeah, all the instruments too that I have kind of have a specific reason they're in my life,
Right.
If I don't like it, then it got.
So you just play acoustic and electric guitars. Are you playing the other instruments?
I play acoustic, electric, and I have a keyboard that I hook up to a wah pedal, and that's really fun. I do a lot of sampling too with my own stuff because you can kind of it's interesting to me what happens to music when you kind of slow it down.
No,
There's that genre vaporwave where they take old lounge music, but they put chopped and screwed editing stuff on it. So they pump up the bass a whole bunch.
Do you guys have any shows coming up that you're playing?
I think we're playing, is it the homeless shelter? Is it the next one?
I think probably, yes, we are playing at the homeless shelter in downtown.
Which one?
The Mission?
Please don't tell me. Which one? Is it the Union Rescue Mission?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. To Andy Bills, I said hi.
Right.
Yeah.
That is where I met my husband. So is where I met my best friend, Tashina, aka Silent Giggles, and that is where I met my daughter, the lovely Nisha DeQueen.
We all met.
I met all of them at the Union Rescue Mission.
Right.
When we unfortunately were homeless and lived there. I lived in a dorm with these two bitches. She, her bed was only a few beds from mine. She's dated my son four times. Four times. Stop. Please stop the madness. Please. Don't throw that boy no more bones.
Trust
me, they gonna stop.
Is that the church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's gonna be on Sunday. Right.
That's crazy. That's amazing.
Music with the Mission, and it's on Thursdays.
Inspire the living hell out of these people. Make them want to get the fuck up out their beds and go and do something with their lives.
Something that
I don't know. That's amazing though, but I want to apologize to you guys profusely from the bottom of my heart that I'm not able to play the songs that he sent me today. Not just because we ran out of time, but it was also because I could not send them to him. For some reason, don't get Boost. Boost sucks dick. There's too many issues, man. It lags too much. You try to download songs, it doesn't want to do what it's supposed to do. It didn't download. I was trying to download. I kept trying it for the last several hours now. I thought they downloaded my phone. I kept checking in my files. They're not there. I went and I saved them to my Google Drive. Couldn't find them anywhere. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I tried forwarding him the email, like the actual email, so he could download the songs. The file size is too big. Because there's three songs in there. I was just like, fucking A.
And you were sitting at your house?
Yeah, I've been trying forever now. It is what it is. But I'm going to work them into rotation and try to play them over the next few weeks. Like one here. You know what I'm saying? I will play them. But I like the fact that you guys played live.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's more special. More personal touch than just playing your songs that have been recorded. I mean, I know recorded work is, you know, you put a lot of hard work into that. That's like a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. But at the same time, it sounds more organic when you play live like this.
I always prefer live recordings. And the stuff that we play, I always think it sounds better live.
You sounded really good today. Yeah. I thought it had a good sound to it.
There's an attitude that you get playing live. I don't know. Like next time we record, I really just wish we could just stick a mic in the room and just play through the songs. Because it's like, there's something you get there that you don't get when you're like, oh, let's do like
when we do our concerts and shit. Let's do like a rough, you know, like you're just playing on stage and then do like Jenny's live, like all the fucking like or whatever, like all our concerts and shit. Like take different bands and just kind of make a little compilation, like video and audio, like to kind of give both feels. So people can, you know, feel it both ways. Like, because it's different seeing something visually and then just hearing it. Yeah. Like, it's like a whole different world. But unfortunately, our time is up for today. one of these days, I will have enough money to be able to do two and 3 hour shows. And these are dreams that Jenny has.
It's not that far off.
This year, 2020, I really believe is going to be a huge catalyst. Is going to drive us into the next level. And so, obviously, we will take, you know, all of you guys with us. And but come on out. Check our show out this Monday night, January 13th, at the Rainbow Bar and Grill with Nick Fuoco. Metal Mondays.
Metal Mayhem Mondays. I love the Rainbow Bar and Grill. It's just
you guys got any other shows
coming up? Laid back, chilling place, man. Doing, I love it.
Where else you got?
Every time
you got
the Rainbow, I'll be like,
Harold's Place in Pedro on the 25th.
Okay, Harold's Place in San Pedro on the 25th.
And that's all that I know of.
Okay, and then the URM downtown. And when's that one?
With the Mission.
When's that one again? It's coming up though. Okay, yeah. But we'll have it. Okay, I'll post it on my stuff. I'll post it everywhere, and I'll post it with all the information from you guys today and your links and everything. Yeah. I'll put it up in a nice little thing, and I'll send you a copy of this episode and everything, so you'll have it. Yeah. And, you know, pictures. We'll take pictures when we're done here. We'll go out here, and we'll take pictures again. Joe Damien, where are you, motherfucker?
Well done.
He could have flexed on the camera.
He could have been like, oh, you know. Anyway, we gotta go, but come on out this Monday to the Rainbow Bar Grill. Check us out. And we'll have a great show. And then also on January 25th, come on, it's a night of tributes. We have many tribute bands that are going to be playing that night. So it's going to be a great show. Yeah, come on out. And then, of course, my birthday show on January 30th at the Five Star Bar. Come on out and get down with us. Get funky with it. And any bands that want to jump on the bill, let me know. Especially in the bands that I love, you know, that play my shows regularly, let me know. I'm still booking a few slots, so... but anyway, come on out. We got a lot of upcoming shows, and go check it out. Where are you guys find you? I just keep seeing everything Joe Damien and music.
Yeah.
Joe Damien at Joe Damien Music on Instagram.
I got a Chucky Moda on SoundCloud.
Chucky Moda on SoundCloud. Okay.
We're gonna, and Instagram too is Joe Damien, but I would we're gonna start posting stuff.
Chucky and then MOTA, Chucky Moda. Go check him out on SoundCloud.
Thank you guys.
Facebook,
out.
Instagram, Twitter, everywhere that music is sold and whatnot. Peace out till next week. Who are we? I can't even think who I'm having next week. Simon, this is just wrong. Next week, Time Out, the punk rock band. And the week after that will be, goddamn, I just had it in my head. It just goes out as quickly as it comes.
Time In.
No, Time In? No, yeah. New Ritual. Excuse me, New Ritual.
Oh, they're good.
Our buddies from New Ritual, and shout out to Rod Schmidt, excuse me, Rod Toledo from K&M Productions.
Holy Toledo.
I love you. All right. Peace out.
Thank
till
you guys.
Next week.
Thank you, Chucky
we'll
Moda.
Be back with Time Out.
Gotta go. See you later. Bye.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.